micro-podcasts from Films from the Future. On July the 5th, 1996, Dolly the sheep was born. What made Dolly unusual was that she didn't have regular biological parents. Rather, she was grown from a cell that came from a single animal. Dolly the sheep was the first successful clone of a domesticated animal from an adult cell, and the proof that this was possible shot the possibility of cloning from science fiction to science possibility almost overnight. In Dolly's case, the DNA from an ordinary or a somatic cell, not a reproductive cell or a stem cell, was injected into an unfertilized egg that had had its nucleus removed. This clone egg was then electrically shocked into starting to divide and grow, after which it was implanted into the uterus of a third sheep. Dolly was born healthy and lived for nearly 7 years before she was put down due to increasingly poor health, but the legacy of the experiment she was a part of lives on. What her birth and life demonstrated, without a shadow of doubt, is that it's possible to grow a fully functioning animal from a single cell taken from an organ, and presumably to keep on doing this time and time again. It's easy to see the attraction of cloning large animals, at least on the surface. Loved pets could be reproduced, leading to a never-ending cycle of pup to adult and back to pup. Prized livestock could be duplicated, leading to large herds of prime cattle or whole stables of thoroughbreds. Rare species could be preserved. And then there are people. Yet cloning humans from scratch is harder than it might at first seem. For more, please check out Films from the Future, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and everywhere else good books are sold.